No.
What's your superstition?
It's fine. It's fine.
What did you
it's
do
fine.
During the World Series?
It's fine.
Does it
it's
involve
fine.
Clothing?
No, actually, it doesn't involve clothing, if you catch my drift.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that game?
The naked rallies?
They are not! Oh!
This is Fried Chicken Dingers.
Seven hosts.
Seven teams.
All the baseball.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this episode of Fried Chicken Dingers. I'm your host tonight, Noah. Today, we've got a pretty big crew. We got Barry, we got Jacob, we got David, we got Caleb, and we got Paskey. No one's seen Josh in like 3 months, but that's okay. We're just going to jump straight into standings. Starting at the bottom, we got the Minnesota Twins, who are 21 and 31. They're not much to say except for bad. Yeah, that it's pretty sad. Tigers next, 22 and 31. Not much better, but they did just sweep the Yankees, so
that's pretty good
for them. And the Reds next up, 23 and 28. Castellanos is currently on a 16-game hitting streak for the Reds, so that's a good highlight for them, despite being 8.5 games back. The Yankees are next up at 29 and 24, who, as we said, just got swept by the Tigers, but they also turned a triple play while sweeping the White Sox, which is unfortunate. The A's, not much to say about them. They're 31 and 24, still towards the top end of the pack, but not quite at the top yet. Next up are the Dodgers at 31 and 22.
Mm-hmm.
Bellinger is back, thankfully, for the Dodgers, so that will be a huge help going forwards. The White Sox at the top, 32 and 20, and just coming off of the first home 4-game sweep of the Orioles since 1956. So,
great.
That's
congratulations.
Random stats that no one really cares about. We had some news since we were on break last regarding the Yankees and the Tigers. Does somebody want to talk about those?
Sure. Consecutive
Caleb.
No-hitters. Caleb, would you like to talk? All right, well, maybe we should do the Tigers one first because that happened first. Spencer Turnbull threw a no-hitter against
the three
Mariners.
Was it the Mariners?
Mariners.
Three teams to pick from.
It was the Mariners.
It was probably the Mariners, yeah. I think.
Yes, so that was the fifth no-hitter of the 2021 season. And the next night, Corey Kluber of the New York Yankees no-hit the Rangers. Caleb, you got something to add about that?
Yes, Corey Kluber threw a no-hitter for the New York Yankees. It's the first no-hitter since 1999 for the Yankees. Kind of cool since we last recorded the Yankees threw a no-hitter and recorded a triple play. Corey Kluber was one walk away from perfect. He was very dominant throughout the performance. It was quite cool to see. It was kind of out of nowhere on a hot night in Texas in the middle of the week. But cool to see. It was awesome. The team absolutely loved it. We started rolling immediately afterwards, and just cool, just really fun to watch. Pretty amazing since we just need one more no-hitter across the MLB to tie the all-time record for an MLB season. Just cool to see all these guys around the league throwing no-hitter, and even more fun when it's your own team. A side note, Kluber got injured right after this no-hitter, and he'll be out for at least 2 months, which is fun times for the Yankees. So it was not due to his pitch count in the no-hitter. He only threw 101 pitches then. The Yankees announcers were speculating that it was the emotion and exertion from the no-hitter that possibly caused him to be more prone to injury, or maybe just the fact that he's gotten injured like 5 times in the last like 3 years. So either way, he's hurt, and But there was a no-hitter, and that was quite cool to watch, especially to see your own team do it. And then, last but not least, the Indians, Mariners, and Rangers have all been no-hit each. They've been no-hit twice each this season.
Yikes.
And it was pretty incredible. So there've been six, and it's been those three teams all six times, and it's been two for each.
Sweet.
It's quite amazing. But, right. Yeah, this has been a ridiculous season so far, and, wow, can't wait to see how else it goes.
Honestly, not surprising.
Which means they suck.
It was like last year or a couple years ago with the Mariners, where like every like 2 weeks they go like they get no hit into the eighth inning or something. So I don't remember when that was, but it was hilarious.
Do you guys think the record will be broken this season?
Oh, 100%.
Yes. $10 to the one who guesses the team who gets the next no hitter.
Hang on. Let me check the Mariner Indian schedule and the Rangers. Let's see if there's any overlapping teams.
I kind of think there will be one.
No. I think we're gonna get so close, and I think
we've gotten so close.
I know we have.
Isn't it like it's four out of the six?
We've come one walk away and one hit by pitch away.
And one drop third strike away. Like there have been four, I think, no hitters that were one base runner away from being perfect.
Exactly. So I just think, I don't think it's in the cards.
Okay. Really?
Okay. We'll see.
I think there has to be one. I mean, there doesn't have to be one, but I think...
I agree that it seems like there has to be one, which is why
I think there has to be one, and I think Alex Wood has to throw it.
Against the Dodgers,
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Be the best thing ever.
That would not be perfect. That would not be the best thing ever.
It would be hilarious, Barry.
Does nobody have a guess for my bet?
Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Pittsburgh. Wow.
No, wait. They're going to throw the no-hitter or get no hit?
They're going to throw it.
Wow.
Who?
That wasn't part of the question.
Interesting. Who do I think?
Well, okay, but if... Let's say, if you were to, say, see Pittsburgh throwing a no-hitter, who would throw it? Or...
It would be a combined team effort.
Oh, well, that doesn't... I mean, okay. It's still a no-hitter. That's lame.
That's so lame. That's so lame.
Boo. It's like what the Astros did a couple years ago.
Boo. And the Dodgers.
Nobody remembers what the Astros did, except for that one.
Who do I think is going to throw? I think the Rays have a shot. I think the Dodgers have a shot as well. But you know what? I am going to say, what's his name? Trevor Rogers on the Miami Marlins is going to throw a no-hitter.
That's very specific.
Just, look up a random baseball player.
Very specific.
Yes, that's my prediction.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
I think the Indians are getting tired of getting no hit and they're going to retaliate.
Okay.
I think the Braves.
Oh, shoot. You know, maybe I'd like to change my...
Nope.
Too late. No, please.
Nope. Absolutely not.
How has nobody called DeGrom?
He's been injured.
He's not going to.
Always gives up, like, one hit, and that's his only flaw. Yeah. You even call that a flaw?
Kind of.
Donaldson has the stuff, he just doesn't have the team.
It's a no-hitter.
Yeah.
No, but the day that DeGrom throws nine innings of no-hit baseball is the day that the Mets also don't get a hit in nine innings, and then DeGrom has to go out and hit in extras.
Oh, that would be so sad. Yo, that's an interesting thought, actually. Like, I mean, think about it. Like, if you have a perfect game going, and it goes into the 10th inning, and then there's a runner on second...
Oh no! That's like, stupid. That's so dumb.
And then think about if you have no. Think about the scenario. two wild pitches, runner scores. But is it a perfect game?
Oh no.
You lose.
That is so bad. But you never gave up a hit.
Of course it's a perfect game.
Anything.
That is a perfect game. That's literally a perfect game.
Yet another argument for why the rule is so dumb.
That's so dumb.
You can
wait. What are you saying?
Someone throws a perfect game, a perfect nine innings, and then in the tenth inning you have that runner on second rule.
Yes.
And then he throws two wild pitches and the runner scores and they lose.
Yeah.
Oh.
That would stink.
So you can
screw, man.
It's possible to lose a perfect game. Thanks to
we'll cross
Rob
that bridge when we get there. It'll be a notable achievement.
you could still lose on a perfect game without the rule.
No, you can't.
How?
Okay, you can. Isn't a perfect inning just a nine inning? Was that what you were saying?
Well,
it's a
perfect game.
That's true.
It's just perfect for nine innings. Yeah. Because then, if you're not going by that, then it's he throws two wild pitches and the runner scores. That's cool. Yeah, but just
okay.
Nine
well, true. Here's this. What if it was a doubleheader game that went into extra innings? So you lost in the ninth inning.
Uh-huh.
But there
you
was
mean, lost after well, there were, or lost in.
If you pitch nine innings, innings it's during a perfect the ninth game. Inning. If it's any less than that, it's not. I mean, yeah.
No. But like, as in.
If it's a doubleheader game, then a doubleheader game is seven innings, but it goes into extras, and then the same scenario happens in the ninth inning of that game. Still gives up the one run on the wild pitches because the runner's at second because extra innings, but still innings, and...
Anyway,
yeah, if you're the home team,
you can
it's a perfect
lose
game.
Without
you can lose a nine-inning perfect game, theoretically. But I think... Yep. We've wasted enough time on theoreticals. Now we have a few extra facts with David, just to other news.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, yes. So, Zach Plesac, pitcher for the Cleveland Indians, took off his shirt too aggressively and broke his thumb, and he's out for about 2 months.
Yeah.
So, just take care, everybody, when taking off your shirts. This is FCD's medical tip for the day. And in other news, Jacob DeGrom was sent down to single A for a rehab assignment, and let's just say the other team, well, I mean, they didn't really, send help was the title of the article, send help, because the other team couldn't hit Jacob DeGrom at all. And let's see, Joe West, a very famous umpire, he actually set the record for most games umped. Noah might have a few strong feelings about Joe West, but I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, we all have our feelings about Joe West, and, you know, he might be a little bit on the negative side of umpires, but it is a pretty cool fact that he set the all-time record for most games umped. Marcell Ozuna had a domestic violence. I don't know, Pesky. You kind of know this better than I do,
me.
But
no,
he
no,
was
I'm not the one
arrested.
Who announced it to the chat. That was who was it?
I think it was Jacob Barry. Or Barry or
was it
Jacob?
Barry
or something. Barry.
Yeah.
Someone want to explain?
Barry. I mean, I just read the headline. Marcell Ozuna. Hit his wife.
Yeah,
he got arrested, and now I think I read today that they let him out on like a $20,000 bail thing.
Wow.
I assume he'll have a trial, and then assuming that like he gets convicted, then I don't know for sure, but like his career is probably over,
at least in the MLB.
Yeah,
that'd be very sad.
I'm sure they'll take him in the KBO, but not.
That is a shame.
Yeah, so
I didn't realize he was only 30. I thought he was much older than him for some reason.
His arm just.
I thought
sucks.
He was like 38
very
or
young,
something.
Very talented.
But
yeah,
wow.
That's very.
He was
sad.
Arrested on charges of aggravated assault by strangulation and battery against his wife.
Wow.
Battery.
Battery.
Oh, man.
But then it's worth noting that a year ago, his wife was arrested with a misdemeanor, domestic violence, as well against him. So there's a lot of
they have a wonderful
bad
marriage.
Blood and hate.
I think the Ozuna family needs some marriage counseling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They need a whole lot more than that, David.
Josh Donaldson scored the MLB's 2,000,000th run in Major League history. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that since I was watching the game, I'll get like a $200 reward from MLB or something for witnessing that history.
That would be nice.
And that's that's all I have for this week's Extra Facts with David.
All
right.
We need a jingle for
that. Well, now to the main attraction of this episode. We're going to be talking about superstitions in baseball and the various forms they can take and whether they actually affect the game or not, and which ones we believe in and stuff like that.
All of them.
So,
yeah,
all of them.
I think we should start out with the golden rule.
What's the golden rule, Barry?
The golden rule?
Which golden rule would you be referring to?
Sure.
Never talk about a no-hitter during a no-hitter.
Mm. Yes.
See?
That's above all else.
See, I don't particularly believe in that
rule.
Oh,
boy.
Like, I understand, like, don't jinx it, all that stuff. But at the same time, coming from a White Sox fan who, you know, has seen Mark Burley's perfect game, Hawk Harrelson was talking about it, like, the whole time. So, and Mark Burley himself said that throughout the entire game, he was bullying A.J. Pierzynski, who was in the clubhouse, and just telling him, ha-ha, I'm going to throw a perfect game, and you're not catching it. And so I think...
What a savage.
Wow.
It kind of depends a little bit on the pitcher.
That's awful.
I know. Yeah.
Hey,
it was his one off day, and Mark Burley wouldn't even let him in the clubhouse. In the dugout, rather.
That is horrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was so funny. But, yeah, I think certain pitchers are more okay with, like, talking about the perfect game or the no-hitter than others.
No.
So I think,
okay.
to be
Here's
honest, it depends on the pitcher's preference.
No. Here's the thing. Like, it doesn't actually matter, like, if a fan, or an announcer who's away from the action, like, talks about a perfect game. Obviously, that doesn't actually affect anything. But, like... If you're actually in the dugout or something, then no.
Yeah.
Don't talk about the perfect game during a no hitter. Unless like the pitcher.
Yeah.
If the pitcher brings it up, then that's
a different thing.
But you can't be, oh yeah, we have a perfect game or a no hitter going or a perfect game, and then, yeah, that's not, no, don't do that. That won't be appreciated.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's the golden rule there. There are obviously all sorts of other jinxes.
Yes.
Like, I feel like if...
Like rally
the
showers.
The rally showers, that's...
Okay, but that's a real thing.
That's not...
Yes.
You haven't heard of the rally showers. I think Pascal should tell
tested.
The invention of them.
I mean, we talked about them in one episode last postseason.
Right.
Yeah, but nobody remembers.
It was during the series, the A series against the Astros. So, basically, if you haven't listened to that episode, which I don't know why you would, but the A's were down in a must-win game against the Astros, and it wasn't looking good. We weren't getting many hits. Their pitchers were doing really well, and then it was late, so I thought, oh, this game is going well. I'm just going to go take a shower because I need to.
He was so depressed.
And
he was so depressed.
While I was in the shower, apparently stuff happened, and the A's started hitting and started doing well. The Astros started crumbling, and the guys were watching the game, and they were messaging the group chat, and it was all really exciting. So I came out of the shower. I don't remember the scores and everything at this point, but I came out of the shower and it was a lot closer than before.
I think you had, like, come back It was like a 2-run deficit or a 3-run deficit.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, 3-run deficit.
Was it Barry? Did you shower next? Or
I don't remember. Yo, what if it was the shower that brought the A's back? And then I was like, well, one of us needs to go shower. So then I think it was me. So then I went and I got in the shower, and they continued to come back. So like, one by one.
Yeah, and then after Barry, it was, I think, Josh Dobb, who appeared on a couple of episodes, if you remember him. And Jacob also showered.
Well, no, Josh Dobb just, like, opened up the group chat at, like, 11:30 or something at night. Or, no, it was later than that.
It was later than that.
It was, like, 1 a.m. or something. And he just sees Dobb go shower. And Dobb, like the true bro he is, said yes. And he went and he showered and
I got a call to go get in the shower. Yeah.
We called Jacob at like, midnight or at 1 a.m. and said,
because
hey,
I think I had muted the chat because I was gonna go to sleep or something, I don't know. But I wasn't checking the chat. They were freaking out. They called me, told me to get in the shower, so I did. And
and the A's won the game.
So we did win the game. We ended up losing the series, but that game, the one where we had the rally showers, we won. We made an impressive comeback. And before you might think it's just a one-time occurrence, you know, some lucky coincidence, this season I actually did it again. So the A's were in Arizona playing the Diamondbacks, and we were down like, was it 4-2? And it was pretty late in the game, and it really wasn't looking good for us. Again, we weren't getting any hits. We were really struggling to get people on base. And it was also late at night, and I decided to take a shower, more because I actually wasn't thinking about the rally showers, which I think is part of the condition. Yeah, part of the magic. Because I didn't think about it, but I needed to take a shower anyway, so I thought, I'll just do it. This game isn't, you know, and this is a regular season, so it's not like the postseason. I thought, oh, okay, we'll lose it. We can take the series tomorrow. But get in the shower. I come out of the shower, and I walk out, and, like, the shower is right next to my room, so I just walk out, and I can, my monitor is, like, facing the doorway, and as soon as I walk out, I see the ball disappear into the stands. And the announcers are going crazy, and apparently Jed Lowry had just hit a 3-run home run to give us the lead.
Atta fave. So,
and that's when I knew that we had something. We had discovered something special. Something special, yeah. The rally showers, they work.
Rally showers work.
It has to be a specific sort of situation, I think.
Yes, you have to be down.
You can't just take a shower and your team will win. That's not how any of these superstars.
You have to be down.
It's a thing.
And it has to be hopeless. And then you take the shower and it works itself out.
Like, the golden rule doesn't work if you're not throwing a no-hitter.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing.
Like, then you just look stupid. Hey guys, we're throwing a no-hitter. No, we're not.
They've scored 3 runs, man.
Oh. We're losing.
Technically, you could still throw a no-hitter and give up runs, but it's cool. Yep. It's fine.
Rally showers, that's a thing, and we will keep you guys posted on what happens with that in the future. Barry had an interesting sort of related tactic during the World Series.
Yes, and it was great, and it kind of worked.
I think it was just me, David, and Barry online for that game.
Yes.
Dodgers against the Rays.
And it was, it will remain a FCD secret, because I can't give that power to the world, because I don't want to... Wait, what are you thinking of?
Barry, I don't even know what this is.
What?
What are you thinking of, Barry? What are you thinking of, Barry? The only way to confirm is if you tell us what you're thinking of.
What if we just So, David, tell us about what happens when you switch to different broadcasts.
Hold on. What's your superstition?
It's fine. It's fine.
What are you
it's
doing
fine.
During the World Series?
It's fine.
Does it it's involve fine. Clothing?
No, actually, it doesn't involve clothing, if you catch my drift.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that game?
The naked rallies?
They are not! Oh!
Yeah! Why? Yeah, I think I remember that game. I don't
it was
remember
the one
details,
where no. Belly hit that bomb,
yes.
And it was
yes.
It was
okay,
really cool.
Okay. Moving on.
Oh wow, yeah.
Shut
I don't
up.
Know. Did I participate?
Shut up.
You didn't. No, Barry was the only one who
Wait,
participated.
No, that was
we
no, that was
high.
NL. I think it was NCS Game 7.
We get it.
Yeah, I was gonna
thank
say.
You next.
Oh, no,
yes, thank
yes.
you
you're
next.
Right, you're right.
That
was
when Barry
series.
Hit
it was
the
NLCS.
Hit
the You're right.
Oh
you're right.
My God! Move on.
Doesn't matter.
So,
it was a superstition.
Did, yeah.
Wait.
So that could
wait,
also
so he
work.
Was, wait. So he was naked for Belly's home run.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, Caleb.
Yep.
Yes,
he
I was.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Wasn't that?
Yeah.
Hey,
it's
Barry.
It's a cool story
that was
to
at
tell.
Like 7:30 in the morning, though.
It wasn't at 7:30 in the morning, but it was.
Yeah, it was because I watched it after running. Oh, maybe it already been over. Maybe the game was already over.
No,
yeah.
It was already over. I remember because we were awake pretty late for that one. But, I mean, okay. The logic follows, right? Like, if you're taking a shower, you're naked. So,
Barry, oh, that is why
wait,
I did
you guys showered naked?
I was testing to see if it was really, like, the shower or if it just you just needed to be naked. And results
I don't know.
Are not have not... conclusively been proven.
You're gonna need to do it again at some point to prove it.
Yeah,
we need more experimentation, but that's okay because me and David
another,
are gonna be roommates or housemates.
I think what
next
we could all conclude
year, so.
Is that the boys have discovered a gold mine that could potentially work for our baseball.
Me and David are David's gonna walk into my room next year at like at night. I'm just gonna be naked watching baseball.
Sound like someone's crazy uncle who's just obsessed with sports.
Oh my God.
Only during the postseason, though.
Only during the postseason.
It's going to be just like a wild card game,
so
and he's just
great.
Completely naked.
Yeah. Speaking of, but David, I think you've got a lot of little superstitions that you follow when you're watching baseball.
When I watch baseball, yeah. Man, one of them really sucks. Like, it seems like I love eating sunflower seeds when I watch baseball, but it seems like every time I open a bag of sunflower seeds and start chewing for the Twins games, the other team scores. So, I don't know.
No.
I try to eat sunflower seeds, you know, as little as possible when watching Twins games.
You should just pre-open the sunflower seeds.
Yeah. Yeah, I also like... Actually, I think that's kind of the main one. Yeah.
What about, like, switching broadcasts and stuff?
Yeah.
That's more Barry. I always watch the Twins broadcast.
Oh, really? I thought it was you. You're the one who's always talking about, like...
No, it was
I'm
you two.
Switch.
It was you
Barry.
Two.
No, that was Barry.
Oh.
That was totally Barry.
Barry!
No, it was
tell
me.
Us
so
he doesn't
he
like...
Did that
for some reason,
like,
he doesn't
he
like watching the Sportsnet LA broadcast because he believes that his team will lose.
So he resigns himself to watching the other
Every
team's
time
broadcast for
I
nine
watch
innings.
The Dodgers broadcast, we lose, or at least we start losing. And when I watch the away or the opponents on broadcast, we do well. So, coincidence? Absolutely not.
Wait, so did you watch the Rays broadcast for the entire World Series?
Yes, I did.
Bro,
are you serious?
Pretty much. Yes, I'm serious.
There wasn't a
and we
there
won
wasn't
the World Series.
Broadcast.
Okay, then
it's
how do you
Fox.
Explain Wait. How do you explain the Brett Phillips walk off?
It's not a foolproof system. I had clothes on. That's how I explain it.
Oh my gosh.
So, wow. Kids, when yeah. you're watching baseball, strip down and switch broadcasts. And don't eat sunflower seeds.
That's how Jacob got thrown in prison.
Then there are those happy little random accidents that happen. Like, recently, Barry and I were watching the White Sox game.
Oh, yes.
And Barry's like, Jake Lamb is going to homer right now.
Well, because you were mad. You were complaining that he was in the lineup.
Because Jake Lamb freaking sucks.
Yeah.
And he doesn't need to be in the lineup.
And but anyways.
He's pretty bad.
Okay, fine.
But then Barry's like, watch him hit a home run now. And I said, I told him that I would buy him a shawarma if Jake Lamb hit a home run at all in that game. The next pitch, he goes yard for the first time this season. And mm-hmm.
And Noah bought him that meal today. It was a magical moment.
Yeah. Yep.
It was a magical moment.
It was very sad for me, but it was hilarious.
How was that sad, though? Jake Lamb homered. You guys won.
And then...
I mean, these aren't really superstitions.
But at what cost?
Yeah.
The cost of a shawarma meal?
I know a lot of baseball players do this, but I always wear my red and white socks during baseball games.
That's great.
Like, regardless of my team's color scheme.
Yes, and that has made absolutely, like when you're actually playing, right? Because that has made literally no difference whatsoever.
No, but I have those superstitions too. Like, one game I showed up wearing one on my left hand a runner's glove, and on my right hand a fingerless cyclist glove, and suddenly I became like I could actually hit the ball. And so since then I've just worn my mismatched gloves that aren't even made for batting whenever I bat, and it works for whatever reason.
Oh gosh.
So yeah, we all have those random superstitions.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I wore an arm sleeve.
Yeah. And you bought a radar gun.
Yeah.
And a batting
donut. I always throw my four-seam fastball.
Something stupid Barry's bought.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, that's it for that. That's the one for this episode. A radar gun. Actually, no, it's not that stupid though. That's kind of cool. Yeah.
We've used it a total of like twice.
If it was practice.
We haven't had a season.
We've used it for other non-baseball related purposes.
That's true. We did.
True. Measuring the velocity of pee.
Not gonna deny that.
Oh.
Yeah. What about like when you guys are at baseball games? What superstitions do you have?
I've only been
like playing. Or many of us have been to enough baseball games to like have developed superstitions.
Yeah, I can't say anything about like watching baseball games at stadiums.
Like
so.
for me, I try to stay in my seat as much as possible because I feel like if I get out of my seat, something's gonna happen.
That's so true.
Oh, but that's exactly.
Very true.
Yeah, no, I agree with that though.
That's true. Of just
like I went to the bathroom one time in a Tigers game, and like I was walking down the concourse, and I just hear the crowd cheering, and I was like, oh my gosh! The minute I go to the bathroom, JD Martinez hits a 2-run home run. So, that was annoying.
Yeah. Stinks. Yes, I'm sure it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think a lot for me when watching games, like, if I sit in a certain position and then, like, the White Sox, like, get a hit or something, I just stay in that position until we start doing bad
I'm
again.
With that.
Yeah,
like,
me
stuff
too.
Like that.
Yeah.
Or if I, like, if my team's doing badly, sometimes I'll just, like, listen to the radio broadcast for a while. And then, like, if we start doing really well, I just, like, leave it, and I'll, like, go watch again, and we do badly, I'll just go back to the radio, like, just, like, I don't watch, basically, and if it works, like, stay not watching.
Every so often, like, if my team is doing, like, really bad, I'll run to my closet and put on my Moncada jersey, which it has mixed results. Sometimes we start doing terribly worse, and sometimes we start doing better, but... stuff like that.
So basically, there's 50-50 shot.
I think
I do better or worse.
I think it's determined on how well Moncada is doing that day. So,
for me, if my team's doing badly, I'll turn on my MLB app notifications again. I usually turn them off if I'm watching a game because I don't want it to spoil what's happening because I, you know, the stream is delayed. But if we're doing badly, I'll turn it on because then I feel like then we're going to, you know, hit a comeback.
Nice.
Home run, and it's going to spoil it for me, but then we'll be ahead. So.
Right. Yeah.
Cool.
No, that's not a superstition. I just, whenever I swing and miss at a first pitch, I always am like, well,
oh, that was a good at-bat. I feel you.
I should just walk straight back to the dugout now.
If I don't get a hit on the first pitch, I'm probably going to strike out.
Yeah.
I
know that far too well, Noah.
That's not really a superstition.
What?
It's not really a superstition.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it wasn't really a
superstition. You mean the first pitch, like even if it's a ball or whatever, like the first strike?
No, like the first...
No, like if I swing and miss, at the first pitch, it's over.
Even if it's a ball, Caleb, it's not going to be good.
Okay.
Like sometimes I walk, but like usually most of my hits are on the first pitch.
Most of my hits are due to my speed, not my hitting ability.
Pretty fast.
I can't aim my hits.
Caleb, it's not you. It's what
practice. Takes practice.
He knows. No, he knows.
That was intentional.
Oh my god. Oh, that was so funny.
David's just confused.
He said something close to that, but he
instead of
he mixed up a sound,
and then he didn't realize what he said for like 10 seconds.
He basically was trying to say hits.
He was gonna say shots.
Messed it up. Confused it with shots because we were watching hockey. So he combined the two and said hits starting with an SH. And then we all had a moment of silence, like, did he really just say, I can't aim my bleeps? And then we all died.
Yeah, that was funny. Back to the episode.
I think it's about it. Like, I can't think of any other superstitions or like the routines that we have when we're watching games and stuff.
I mean, there's the way that players like step up to the plate. Like they have their what they do with like tapping home plate,
spinning till the pitch is thrown, spinning the bat till the pitch is thrown.
My windmill thing in the back.
Oh my!
Oh, it's beautiful.
Freaking
half the time I get David with that and he just starts laughing before he can throw the pitch, which is great.
It's so annoying.
But yeah, there's stuff like that. Like Nick Madrigal has this thing, like after every pitch he like does this weird swing that makes absolutely no sense. Like, I don't even, that's your thing to Google, Nick Madrigal's whatever that thing is swing.
It's like Starling Castro's swing to the side after every pitch.
Exactly.
If you've seen that.
Yeah. So, that's about it for our superstitions. Yeah. There's not much else to talk about.
Yes.
2 months of baseball gone.
No. Yeah.
It's very quick, 2 months.
Yep. Getting into the summer months, people will start warming up even more, hopefully. We'll get some good baseball going.
Yes.
I always have good baseball going.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Unless you're the Twins.
Well, shall I do the outro?
This is going to be the last normal episode for a little bit. So everybody currently in this episode, except for me, has graduated high school.
Yay.
I mean, I have graduated high school.
I just not recently. But they just graduated this past couple indeed. Weeks. So congratulations to
barely, but we made it. Or I made it barely.
FCD crew, everybody has graduated high school now.
Thank you.
So this summer is going to be a bit of a wow. I heard that.
Transition summer.
It's going to be a bit chaotic. So our episodes are going to be slightly different, slightly unpredictable, but that's okay. We'll figure it out.
Yep.
Yes. Well, yes. Anyways, Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Fried Chicken Dingers podcast. Make sure to follow us on all our social media, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all, as always, MySpace, because why wouldn't we be on MySpace? And yeah, thank you for listening. Make sure to come back in 2 weeks to see what kind of episode we're doing, since it won't be like the last few have been, but we'll figure something out. And this is Fried Chicken Dingers, signing out.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya.